Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on your gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on December 2nd. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, some vacation rentals promise ocean views. It seems that this one came with its very own ghost.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and if you have a real ghost story and you would like to share it with us, that would make us super happy. Call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am. I have actually rented an Airbnb that was haunted.
Which one?
It was in Spain.
Oh, yeah.
We discussed it on the show. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So, yeah, that could be a thing. What I'm more worried about, because, you know, an Airbnb, a vacation rental or whatever, you go, you're there, you go, oh, God, it's haunted. You can go home. Right. What's got me a little bit more worried is I'm just getting ready to buy a new house. What if it's haunted?
You and I went through that same thing when I bought this house, because I remember calling you going, oh my God, I'm looking at this house. You know, nobody's supposed to be leaving their house, really. We had to walk through the houses weird. You know, remember that?
Yeah, it was just all weird.
But I remember Kathy saying, I just want to come look at houses with you. Like, I haven't done anything in so long and I live for this. And so you came over and we looked at this house. We both loved it. And it was at closing, because you came back for closing with me, that it was like, oh, I hope it's not haunted. And just had that really weird feeling in it. And so I get it. Like, I stayed awake at night, like going, am I buying a haunted house? I don't know.
It's one thing to rent something, you know, it's another when you're in it.
Yeah.
For the long haul. And I mean, what's the worst scenario? I'm in it for a few months and then I sell it, I guess, right? You know, but I, you know, it's the one with the cemetery that we've discussed. whether it's...
Yeah, so you went ahead and got the house. You're moving in. Like, I think you close on Monday, right?
Right. So it's all happening real quick. And though in the house itself, I didn't feel anything weird. It's a very bright, light, airy house, right? I had them just paint all the walls white right now. I'll probably change that down the road. But for now, it's just white and airy, and it's fine. I just, you know, but you just have that in the back of your mind.
I mean, I'm the girl who has a murder she shed, and now you have a little pet cemetery.
I also have a she shed in the back there as well. One of them, there was two. One of them, we had them just haul away because it was really rough. But I'm, like I said, you know, when I was living in Chanute before I came here, I was living in a house that you would look at and never in your wildest dreams think anything weird would happen in that house. But I had a ton of stuff happen there.
Mm-hmm, you did.
And it was just like a 1960s or house, early 70s ranch, parsonage, you know, attached to a church. But man, did stuff happen in that house? And I didn't feel it when I first walked through or did anything. So you never know.
You never know. But
you never know.
You just got to trust it, you know?
And yeah. And maybe I'm living with a ghost again. I don't know.
Well, and I did notice, I think my cat, Jerry, who just shows up to eat, I call him my cat, but he's so not my cat. But I'm really just his handler, his feeder. But I think he's been living in the murder she shed.
Oh.
Because I saw him come out of it the other morning, and I'm like, I wonder if that's where he's been sleeping, despite the fact that he has a heated cat house in the other one. But I'm like, whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you and I, when we went to Spain, that was one of my concerns, was us renting a haunted Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one was kind
of. I do think one was. Yeah.
The second one, though, I got nothing.
Right.
I slept fine in that one. I didn't have any weird anxiety or anything like that, which I tend to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah. So.
But the one in Toledo.
That was the
one.
It
was.
Yeah. That one had something going on.
But then I think the entire town is.
Well, yeah. How could it not be?
I think if you're going to go visit that town, you're going to just stay in a haunted place. Unless you go out to the suburb area. But if you stay up there in the old walled part of the city, man, there's just no way it's not haunted.
Yeah. Well, and these guys went to Key West. West is a super haunted city.
Sure.
Like there are a lot of stories of hauntings in Key West and haunted locations. They've got Robert the Doll in Key West.
Oh.
So they have all kinds of hauntings there. So that's where they went. And here's a story. It says, I used to think Key West was all sunshine and tourist spots, but after this trip, I'm convinced some rentals should come with a small warning. Beautiful place, possible ghost included. About 2 years ago, my husband and a couple of our friends planned a simple vacation, nothing fancy, just a long weekend away. We found a condo online that looked perfect. It was bright, clean, close to the beach, enough bedrooms for everyone. No strange reviews, nothing that made us think twice. We flew into Miami, rented a car, drove down through the Keys. By the time we reached the condo, we were tired from traveling and ready to settle in. Which, by the way, that drive down to Key West is amazing. I did it once and it was just incredible.
Yeah.
By the time we reached the condo, we were tired, ready to settle in. The place looked exactly like the photos, normal, comfortable, absolutely nothing that suggested we were about to have one of the strangest stays of our lives. Stays of our lives. That first night, everyone went to bed as soon as we got back from dinner, everyone except me. My husband fell asleep in seconds, but I tossed around forever. Finally, I turned on the TV, watched Pride and Prejudice until I felt sleepy enough to try again. When I turned the TV off and rolled over, the room was dim but not completely dark. I opened my eyes and saw someone standing at the foot of the bed. It was a child-sized figure wearing old-fashioned clothes and a small cap pulled low on his head. Took me a moment to understand what I was even looking at, and then everything in me reacted at once. I lunged for the remote, turned the TV back on, and as soon as the light filled the room, he was gone. I sat awake until the sun came up. I would have done the same. The next morning, I mentioned it to my friend Dana. Before I even finished describing what I saw, she told me she slept terribly and dreamt someone else was in her room all night. Neither of us wanted to make a big deal out of it, but it definitely unsettled us. From that point on, we spent as little time in the condo as possible. The second night, sometime after midnight, I woke up to footsteps. Soft ones like someone walking barefoot down the hall. So I assumed it was one of our friends getting water. But when I whispered to get my husband's attention, he didn't move. And the footsteps stopped outside our bedroom. Then the doorknob rattled. Not forcefully, just a slow rattle as if someone wanted to see if it would turn. I stayed perfectly still until it stopped. The next morning, I asked everyone if anyone had gotten up during the night. Every single person said no. On night three, things escalated. I was brushing my teeth and I caught a quick movement in the bathroom mirror, like something walking past behind me. When I turned, no one was there. I tried to ignore it, but 20 minutes later, when I was getting into bed, my phone vibrated on the nightstand and slid a few inches across the surface on its own. Not toward the edge, but sideways. It was like someone had just nudged it. That scared me more than anything so far. My husband tried to explain it away, saying maybe the vibration from the alert moved it, but it wasn't the direction vibration would naturally push something, and the table wasn't uneven enough for the phone to move on its own. Okay, and another thing, I'm just going to jump in here. All of us have our phone on the nightstand at night. Or, you know, you charge it throughout the day, or you have it when you're at work and it's sitting on your desk. The vibrating phone doesn't make it move.
No, I've never had a phone just move.
Yeah.
It's not like it's, you know, so vibrating so hard it would push it around.
Because it's heavy enough that the vibrations aren't going to make the phone move.
No.
So that's weird. Let's see. By the fourth day, we were all exhausted. Everyone admitted they weren't sleeping well. One friend said the whole condo felt heavy. Another mentioned hearing voices in the kitchen before dawn, but assumed it was someone else. That evening, as we were upstairs getting ready to go out, our friend Mark burst in with blood running from his nose. It was more than just a small nosebleed. He looked shaken and kept saying he had been standing by the pool when something hit him out of nowhere. He said something else, something that stuck with me. Right before the bleeding started, he felt someone behind him, like a cold breath on the back of his neck. That's when I decided I wanted out of that condo. I packed my suitcase that night so I wouldn't have to wander around the room in the morning. Before I zipped it shut, I checked every corner for things that had gone missing. I'd already lost a pair of earrings, and my husband had found his wedding ring stuffed deep into a pocket of his suitcase that he swore he had never touched. That morning, we left. I walked out with my bag and felt a physical release in my chest the second the door closed behind me, like whatever had been in that place stayed exactly where it was. None of us had anything strange happen once we got home. No dreams, no shadows, no lingering feelings. It was like whatever it was tied specifically to that condo. We still talk about that trip sometimes, usually with someone shaking their head and saying, "We should have trusted our first instinct." And I still think about the boy at the foot of the bed, how still he was, how quiet, how he didn't move or blink or react at all. He just stood there. If we ever go back to Key West, I'll stay in a hotel, one with bright lights, lots of people, and no old decor. The condo can stay haunted without me. That's from Mandy.
Well, Mandy, Motel 6.
Yes.
Now, maybe they have one in Key West. I'm not exactly sure. But we are big on that or a Best Western. I just do not feel like a Best Western could possibly be haunted. With that, I'm going to take that back because I'm not sure that Best Western doesn't own that one in Chicago.
Yeah, there's one in Chicago that could be haunted. I mean, we stayed there and I didn't really pick up on anything, but it's in an old building.
Like, nobody's going to haunt a Super 8. Or if they did, that's pathetic. That would be very sad.
They don't want to. Nobody wants to get stuck in a Super 8 forever.
Could you imagine? Like, that would be my worst nightmare, is like being on a continuous Super 8 loop.
Well, and for the longest time, they had that kind of weird decor with that 80s pattern around the top.
Yeah.
You know, and they were kind of...
The borders.
Yeah, yeah.
Wallpaper borders.
They were kind of homey. Yeah. They're supposedly homey, kind of like your grandma decorated it. Yeah, I never really liked them.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
But, you know, sometimes you can get one for a good price. I like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I don't know. I just think that...
You know, I definitely think... I do not know how old this condo was. And it may have been redone, so it didn't ever appear old, you know, in any of the pictures. Or when they got there, it maybe looked, you know, remodeled and furbished and whatever, refurbished. So that wouldn't necessarily give it away. The one that I stayed in Madrid had a real updated decor, but it still had some of the older features in it, as far as like the rooms having the molding and the height and stuff like that. But it was haunted as hell. So it's weird that no one else mentioned it in any of the reviews or anything like that.
Well, it'd be one thing if it just happened to Mandy, but other people with her had experiences.
That's what makes me think it's happening all the time to other people. Maybe you're just a sensitive lot and they're not. But
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Super creepy.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to this phone call.
Hi, I'm relatively new to the podcast, but I really enjoyed it, and I haven't really told my story very much due to the fact that I know a lot of people aren't believers, and it makes me nervous telling it, but it's something that's probably, you know, good for people here, and I hope that maybe somebody else hearing it will kind of reaffirm, you know, it happening to them, because I know this happens to a lot of people. So I didn't find out till I was an adult that I come from a family of sensitive. So we're really sensitive to things that are supernatural. But as a child, I had no idea of this. I've had actually many accounts, different things happen, but probably the one that's one of the most significant and most terrifying in my life was when I was about 13. We had moved into a not a new house. It was built in around the 1920s. We had moved into that, and I had an odd feeling from the moment we moved in. Didn't know why, but just tried to kind of brush it off. Always had just the feeling that something was there. And my parents were very into antiques. They constantly were buying antiques and bringing them into the home. And my parents went to an antique show, and they brought in a mirror and a piano and a couple other little items. And right after that, things became progressively worse in the home. It was like the whole house changed. And being about 13, I didn't really understand why at the time, but I just knew something was different. And the progression was so quick that I actually spoke to my mother and father about it, and they weren't real big believers in the paranormal. But I went to my grandmother and I told her what was going on. It was little things such as things moving in the house, not being able to find things, my pictures turning around, and it was all kind of around me. Everything was around me. And my grandmother told me that, you know, that it was because I was sensitive and we came from a family of sensitives, and this was the first time I had ever really heard about it. And she told me, you know, not to be afraid, to pray about it, and if need be, we would bless the house. So I continued to kind of go along about my day-to-day routine and go to school, come home, do homework, everything to that extent. But things got worse pretty quickly. I started having nightmares, and I became afraid to sleep in the dark. I had sliding glass closet doors that began to open and close on their own. So I became terrified. I started actually having my mother sleep in my room with me, and she thought it was a little ridiculous because I was 13 and you know, there's no reason a 13-year-old really needs her mother sleeping in her bed with her. But I was so afraid to sleep alone. I just could not sleep, especially in the dark, because I would see shadows and movements and was just terrified. So she ended up telling me that, you know, that I need to stop being afraid. We put a little lamp in my room that would kind of glow, and it wasn't really bright. It wasn't a nightlight, but it wasn't super bright lamp either. And that helped for maybe 2 days. And in that time period, it went from just things moving, doors opening and closing, to a day I can remember very, very vividly. I got in the shower. I just got back from soccer practice, and I remember I heard banging on the walls and banging on the door outside, and I was terrified. I thought somebody had broken into the house, and I had the door locked. So I grabbed my phone and I called my mom, and she had my dad rush home. And when he got home, there was nobody there. They blamed it on old pipes, saying maybe it was the pipes in the house banging, and that's what I had heard. But this began to happen every time I was alone in the house. I would hear the banging on the walls and the scratching. And so I went back to my grandmother and I told her everything that was happening, and she set up to have the house blessed, but then my parents refused because they didn't think anything was going on. They thought it was all in my imagination. So we continue to kind of go through this. I'm terrified. I don't want to be home alone, which I was home alone quite often. And it went, I mean, as far as I think the last real straw was I was in my bedroom brushing my hair. And when I went to walk away to go out of my room, the hairbrush actually flew off of the dresser and hit me in the back and left a relatively large welt on my back. So at that point, I had a friend that was a friend of the family come over, and she started to bless the house, and she put some like blessed stones in the house, and things got better for maybe a week or two. And then one night, I was sleeping, and I had my mother come in because I just could not sleep, and she, you know, she decided she'd come in there and sleep with me since I was so tired, and she was tired, and she just, you know, didn't want to fight me, so she came and laid in bed with me, and I woke up, and I remember it was about 3 a.m., and I woke up out of a dead sleep, and I sat straight up, and at the end of my bed, there was a probably 8-foot-tall, dark figure standing there, not staring at me, but actually staring at my mother, and I was so afraid. I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. I could not do anything, and I just remember that I didn't know what to do. I was terrified, but it was just looking at her with such hatred and this just horrible malice. And you couldn't see a face. That was the weirdest part. It was just like, it was a feeling. You could feel the malice coming off of this creature. And, I sat there and I stared at it for a minute. And then I remember nothing else for the rest of the, like, I woke up the next morning and I remember nothing other than, you know, that dream. And, or it wasn't even a dream. I mean, I know it wasn't a dream. I remember very clearly being awake, and I told my mom about it. I showed her where it was standing, and she still didn't believe me. So I as I got older, this literally things like this happened until I was about 16. The activity would go from, you know, good to bad, good to bad. And my family and I went on vacation, and we had my aunt stay in our home. And this is when my parents finally started to believe me, because she stayed in the house and ended up only staying for a night because she said that she felt something staring at her from down the hall. And every time, she said she was terrified to leave the bedroom, and she ended up shutting the door, locking the bedroom down until the morning. And then she left, and she refused to come back into the house alone. So we did end up eventually having somebody else come in and bless the home, and the activity eventually got better, but it never completely went away. And then I moved out of the house. And later, years later, after my parents sold the house, my father finally did come around and tell me that he had felt things many times in the house, that he would just randomly feel angry, or that he had seen things very quickly moving. And but you know, he brushed it off because he was not necessarily a strong believer in the paranormal. And so he never acknowledged it until later. He did finally tell me that he knew that I was telling the truth, and that all these things were happening, and that he had heard things and seen things, but, you know, he didn't want to believe that those things were actually happening. But that's basically my story. It's one of many, but I'll try to call in and give more at some point. I have two little ones running around, so it's a little difficult. Yep, we had something very bad in the house, and I did find out later the people that moved in have also reported something. So we don't know if it was in the house or if it was one of the antiques they brought in, but whatever it was not nice. And it tormented me for quite a few years. So that's my story. If you have something like that going on, do not let anybody tell you that it's not happening, because it does happen quite often. You're not crazy. It's just, it's terrifying. There's no not fearing it. It's terrifying. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to my story. Love your podcast and have a great day.
Okay, that was terrifying. That girl's been through a lot. And for her to recount all of that and just sound so matter of fact, so normal, so calm, you know?
Yeah, I could still hear it in her voice.
Yeah.
As she told the story, that it was very profound experience. Now, could they have brought something in? I assume they could. Though I think there was something already in that house, because she said when she walked in the first time, she felt weird.
Yeah.
So there was something already there. Now, the parents were collecting antiques. Could they have brought something in? Yeah, maybe they could have brought in more that added to this. But I think there was already something to do with the house.
You know, because sometimes it's the perfect storm, if you will, you know, because it's like someone else might move into a house. They pick up on weird vibes, but they're not really very sensitive, so they can manage it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really get through to them. But other people, you can't keep it out.
I'm just sorry that the parents at the time weren't taking it seriously. And I'm not going to blame them. Because we know what we know, right? They're not seeing anything. They don't feel anything. They just think they've got a teenage daughter that's overreacting and letting her imagination run wild. And they also probably think that if they start listening to her, they're feeding into it. Maybe it'll even make it worse. So it is a weird balance with your kids, but yet I feel bad because she was all alone and these were pretty big things happening that, you know, when something throws a brush at you hard enough to hurt, leave a thing, that's pretty awful. And then to see something standing at the foot of your bed and that you felt this anger and malice off of it, you know, it wasn't like, say, the house that I just moved from. I was having things happen. I didn't feel like it was mean. Mm-hmm. It creeped me out, you know, and like she said, there were things, it started off like things moving. I always talk about, she said pictures turning and stuff that I had all that kind of stuff happening, but I didn't feel like it was mean. It just felt like it was a way that this thing was communicating with me, letting me know it was there, that, you know, it would think, oh, this will be, you know, I'll turn this picture and then she'll know something was here today or whatever. But this was meaner. This was something mean that was going on there.
And kind of relentless.
Yeah. And I am glad that the father said, you know, I actually had some experiences too.
You know, it does help to know when you're not alone.
Brushing them off. Yeah. At the time I was just brushing it off, but you know, now that I look back at it, and I think sometimes when you're living in the middle of it, the last thing you want to do is acknowledge it.
Well, because we hear that all the time, you know, people are like, if I acknowledge it, it makes it more real. That you can kind of act like, I'm losing my mind. And for some reason, that's better than acknowledging that something paranormal is happening.
Well, exactly. Or like, nah, I didn't really.
Exactly.
Nah, you know, I just lost my keys.
It was the lighting. It was my forgetfulness. It was, you know, the neighbors had their music up really loud. They were playing ghost sounds in the middle of the night next door.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you have to tell yourself.
Whatever you tell yourself. It was a tree limb casting a shadow, whatever, you know.
My God, she'd been through a lot. If you have a real ghost story, please share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.